Tuesday, I think.
It is Tuesday.
Okay, Tuesday.
You said that much like, I don't know if your teachers said it this way, but most of the teachers I had at St. Damien School didn't just say Tuesday, but they would draw out the letter U.
Tuesday. I didn't say Tuesday. I have never said that before in my life. I said Tuesday.
But it took longer than normal.
But not Tuesday.
Yeah, why would teachers say it that way?
Tuesday.
It's not pronounced that way. It's Tuesday. Quick.
I'll gladly pay you Tuesday
for
the hamburger I have today.
Oh, wimpy. Love that guy.
I'm not that wimpy.
Hi, everybody. It's Bill and it's Wendy. It's the bonus hour, the stream of consciousness. Listen in. Participate if you like. Do whatever. It's a free country. Do whatever you want. Whatever you're comfortable with, do.
Happy birthday. I wanted to be the first person on the stream to wish you a happy birthday.
You are the first person on the stream to wish me that. Thank you so much.
Because I forgot you this morning.
Now, please. 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 All right. So downstairs, we were talking about the dismissal, the firing of Charlie Rose over at CBS. He's been one of three hosts that do the CBS morning show. He's been there for a couple years. He also has a show on PBS. CBS let him go. PBS still deciding his fate.
They'll follow suit, I'm sure.
I have a feeling they will. Actually, in my head, I thought it would be PBS that would let him go first. I'm not sure why.
Big Bird is not a fan of that behavior.
Right. Right. Although PBS uses three of the words of pubis right there in their name, so you would think right off the bat they'd be sensitive.
Pubis?
Wendy,
what
don't
is,
say that
that's
on the
not
screen.
A word.
Please don't say that on the
pubic.
Screen.
Pubic?
No, pubis is also a word.
Isn't it a band?
If it isn't, somebody's made a horrible mistake. All right, so you wanted to bring up this letter, because we were saying downstairs how if you know one of these guys, if you're a coworker of one of these guys, It's extra creepy because you go, wow, I don't know what to do. This is a friend of mine. This is a coworker, somebody I thought I knew, and yet they've done something horrible.
But
so,
then you're kind of relieved that he didn't walk around naked in front of you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
When they're thinking about, boy, this is not good. This is not like him. Boy, thank God he didn't walk out naked when he was working with us.
Yes. Yes.
Again, what guy is so proud of...
Of
it just
what?
Seems weird.
Of himself to walk
yeah.
around.
Yeah.
So his excuse was he was freshly showered. But I don't know if they have these at CBS, but at our house we have these things we call towels.
Or a robe.
Or a robe. Right. With a CBS logo. You get him a robe with a CBS logo emblazoned on the pocket, everybody's happy. Maybe that's his Christmas present this year, a month too late.
And this happened just a few years back?
I believe so.
Because he's 75 now, so... Because I'm thinking...
He was a sprightly 72 at the time, Wendy.
A
much younger, tighter, more fit Charlie Rose.
Stop it. You sound weird.
I am weird. That's just sounding weird.
But maybe when you're in your 70s, you just like, what you see is what you get, whatever.
When I'm in my 70s, I'm never going to be naked. Not even just in front of myself, not even in the shower. I'm never going to be naked.
What are you going to wear in the shower? Your tennis whites?
Yeah, probably. Something.
They're going to find you
strategic, wandering
naked somewhere with a tennis racket.
I wouldn't be shocked.
And your white
happens.
Gym shoes.
Right. Don't be shocked when that happens.
I don't want to step on a nail.
Right. Right. Yes, I'm naked, but tetanus is a horrible thing.
Right.
All right. So now, in defense of Al Franken, believe it or not, speaking of potential sex scandals, the women who worked with Al at Saturday Night Live had gotten together and written a letter, their way of saying, we also know this guy, and the Al Franken that we know is not the pervert that you're painting him to be.
It's not fair of them to say that, though, because they weren't treated in that manner.
Right.
Some women were.
I don't know. See, it's not that it's not fair. I think what you're getting there is you're getting the opinions of people who also knew him, worked with him, didn't see any problems. I think it's their way of saying over at Saturday Night Live, all these women getting together, it's their way of saying... he may very well have done some horrible things to you, but that's not the only Al Franken. The Al Franken we knew was very professional. And I know people are hearing this and going, oh, you're defending him because he's on the left. No,
I don't think he's that funny, if you want to know the truth.
You don't think Al Franken's funny?
I've never really been that huge of a fan of his.
You didn't mention that when we interviewed him. You should have
said because that would have been a short interview, wouldn't it have been?
Our next guest is Al Franken, who I got to tell you, I've never found to be that amusing.
No, listen, he and Martin Short are, to me, I don't think, I'm not saying they're not funny. I'm just saying there are different people who appeal to you more than others.
Of course.
And I'm not a huge Martin Short fan.
No.
And I'm not a huge Al Franken fan.
All right.
He's okay.
Yeah.
The Stuart Smalley, I laughed for a minute, but about the 9 millionth time you saw it or heard it, it wasn't funny to me anymore.
What about the Al Franken decade? When he came up with a decade that he thought should be named after him. Didn't you think that was kind of funny?
I don't know if I remember,
you don't remember that. All right. His chances of getting a decade now are slim and none. He will not be given a decade now.
And the presidency, what happens with that?
The presidency?
If he wants to run for president.
Oh, yeah. All right. So that's a good question. I would have to think that right now that train is off the rails. However, we've had a president or two in the recent past, who has, in my opinion, done far worse things, far, far worse things sexually and otherwise, and they have been elected president. And in this case, I'm talking about our current president and a president who swings to the left just a little bit.
Oh, BC?
Yeah.
Yeah, but now, I do know that there were some news stories that came forward of women that said that they were touched inappropriately by Donald Trump, or
right.
He treated them in a sexist fashion.
Right.
Nothing ever came of those.
Not really. It's kind of just there.
Yeah.
Nothing's advanced, nothing's regressed. It's just kind of there.
And the Billy Bush comments, I mean, yeah, that was terrible. And, he was caught on a private microphone.
Right.
I don't know. I'm the only person that...
Billy Bush at this point, by the way...
Got a raw deal?
If you're Billy Bush... Now, the last guy in the world I would ever defend is Billy Bush. I'm not a fan. However, if you're him, you go, I'm careerless, and all these other guys, most notably Donald Trump, he got elected to the presidency. All I did was stand next to him and nod.
And kind of, again, we talked about this back when the Billy Bush thing broke. He's there. He's got this guy, Donald Trump. It's his job to get the interview from him. So he's going to be like, yeah, I know, right? That was his I know, right?
Yes. Now, he was still smarmy.
Yeah.
Even by his own Billy Bush
standards. I wasn't a fan of his.
He was still smarmy.
But it's not fair.
He called him the Don or the Donald a couple times.
Which
is just like playing into his weirdness, But again, he's being the Billy Bush that you ordered. When you went to Amazon and typed
exactly.
up a Billy, please send a Billy Bush to my house, the Billy Bush that was delivered to you was the one you ordered. It's no surprise.
Right. And again, I wasn't a fan of his either, but I think he got a raw deal on this.
Yeah, horribly raw.
And Donald Trump just saying, about grabbing a woman there. I mean, to me, that was all like big tough guy talk and not necessarily backing up any action.
Right.
He was just trying to sound cool and more important than he was.
Right.
But these are different things. Al Franken... Again, there's a level to how bad these things are, and this was stupid and sophomoric, and you shouldn't be touching anybody without their permission, but career-ending? God, I don't know.
The note that has come up from the writers and production assistants over at SNL, 36 of them, by the way. It says, the note is signed by 36 former SNL production assistants, writers, and other female staffers. The letter says this: we feel compelled to stand up for Al Franken, who we have all had the pleasure of working with over the years. It goes on to say that what Al Franken did was stupid and foolish, and that it was appropriate for him to apologize.
Agreed.
However, the letter then continues, in our experience, we know Al as a devoted and dedicated family man, a wonderful comedic partner, and an honorable public servant. This is why we are moved to quickly and directly affirm that after years of working with him, we would like to acknowledge that not one of us has ever experienced any inappropriate behavior and mention our sincere appreciation that he treated each of us with the utmost respect and regard. So this comes just days after.
Doesn't make any difference.
Did you watch last week's Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
All right, so during Weekend Update, they addressed Al Franken's situation. They made a joke or two out of it, but they also went out of their way of saying that it was wrong and inappropriate, much like this letter also says what happened was wrong and inappropriate. But I give them credit for saying, before we send this guy packing, please note that this wasn't the kind of guy that any of us were uncomfortable working around. Just the opposite. We enjoyed our experience. I've always heard, you know, anytime you and I interview anybody from Saturday Night Live, whenever Al Franken's name comes up, it's always been with good response. It's always been people going, yeah, I love that guy. He was fun to work with. I always enjoyed working with Al Franken.
But there's something to be said, Bill, for being nice to the people you work with because you know them and you trust them and someday you're going to need them.
Right.
The fact that he wasn't nice to someone he didn't have an ongoing relationship bugs me more.
More why?
Just because, like, he, you know, he didn't respect her because, you know, maybe, and I'm putting words, I'm speculating here, but, you know, Playboy.
Yeah.
He didn't know her well. I can't imagine him doing that to someone he knew very well. He just wouldn't do it. This is someone that he didn't.
Leanne Tweeden, you're
referring respect.
To? All right. Yeah. I don't know. I mean.
I mean, I trust you. I trust all the people I work with.
Yeah.
You know, if I was doing a press junket with Jobo, yeah. I wouldn't trust him. Because I don't
Jobo
know
him. From Eddie and Jobo?
Eddie, I know. But Jobo, I don't.
I hope Jobo's not listening because he just got sad. You
well,
just made him sad.
We don't have a relationship with one another. I don't
right.
know him.
Right.
And so
right.
I just think it's almost worse that Al Franken was... You know, that's why it doesn't seem like it makes a difference that these women who worked with him and knew him on a professional and friendship basis
right.
have any right to say anything because they knew a different side of
yes.
him.
Yes.
They knew.
I know.
That it's hard to put into words, but that's what
but,
I'm trying to
but
say.
But aren't you kind of glad that they said, we should do so, I don't know what we do, but we should do something to say, and the something ended up being this letter, that he's not the monster that anyone's painting him to be. And this first woman, Leanne Tweeden, who accused him, she even said right off the bat, well, not right off the bat, it took a day or two, but she said, I don't think he should resign. I don't think his political career should be over because of this. I'm just telling you what happened.
But why did she tell you what happened then if she didn't want something to become of it?
I think because of the rash of other women coming forward saying that they've had bad experiences with men. I think for a lot of women, they went, boy, if there's ever a time to talk about it, this is the time.
But then you can't go back and say, listen, I just wanted to bring it out there. But don't worry, it's no big deal. That's not right to me.
You think she should have just kept it to herself?
You're right. Now's the time if you had something.
But aren't you surprised? Like, when this
Look
first
out,
happened,
Jobo.
I thought...
Allegedly, and I'm totally kidding.
I thought... Well, she obviously has, I mean, this experience was so unpleasant for her that she wants to ruin his career. But then she did say a day or two later, I'm not asking for him to resign, and I'm not saying that anyone should press him to resign. I'm just telling you what happened, and that's it. So I'm not sure what she was getting out of it other than the fact that she wanted her story told, and her story was told. You know, and good. I hate to say it, but good.
But that's like, and I know this is a completely different situation, but Jimmy Mack and I were out to breakfast, and they used American cheese in my Denver omelet and not cheddar cheese. And I complained to him. I said, I can't believe they used the wrong cheese. And he said, well, why don't you return it?
Yeah.
And I said, well, because it's not bad. It's just not what I ordered.
Yeah.
And so when the waitress came, I said, you know, she goes, how is everything? And I said, well, you used the wrong cheese,
mm-hmm.
but it's okay. And mm-hmm. she goes, well, no, come on, I'll make you another one. And I said, no, forget it. I want to eat with everyone else and leave with everyone else.
Right.
And Jim goes, so why did you mention it then if you didn't want her to do anything? Because I just wanted her to know that they screwed up. That's kind of like what this girl was doing.
But you kind of, in saying that, you kind of hoped that she would take action and replace the omelet.
No, because I didn't want to make everybody wait. Mm. So I just wanted to eat what I had. I guess I just wanted her to be more careful.
It's similar
with the next omelet.
But you didn't have 12 or 13 years to think about it. Like, honestly.
It happened a couple years ago. I'm still thinking about it.
Bothered you for that long?
Because Jim said to me, why do you even complain if you don't want anything to happen? And in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, as to this woman, why do you say anything if you don't want
right.
anything to happen?
Right.
I guess that's my point.
Maybe her only goal in saying this was to just say, I've had an unpleasant experience. I've spent 12 or 13 years thinking about it. And instead of just burying it, I want to get it out. Maybe that was a great day for her to, you know, reveal that
yeah,
secret.
Could be.
You know, So, all right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break. Kim Gordon's here. She'll give you the news, and then there's more to discuss. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Thank you so much, Kim. I need to make a correction to something I said. Was it last week or was it?
It was, I don't know what. Have we been here only 2 days this week?
Yeah.
It was last week.
Yeah, it was last week. All right, so amidst all this talk of sexual harassment.
And I like the way you say it now, because for years it was harassment.
No, but that word made people giggle. So now we have to say harassment. So amidst all this harassment chat, I talked about how Allie Reisman, the Olympic, was she a silver
gymnast.
Medalist?
Oh, I know she's a gymnast. I think she was a gold, wasn't she?
Did she win the gold? I couldn't remember which medal.
Now you have me
questioning. Let's just go with gymnast. She was definitely a gymnast. Is definitely a gymnast. So she said that one of her trainers was inappropriate with her, and she talked about that during an interview last week.
The trainers or the doctor? It was the doctor.
Boy, you messed up the whole story.
Yeah. If you're talking about what I think you're talking about, yeah. He was a doctor for the Olympic team.
The team doctor.
Yes, and I believe he was from Michigan State, and several gymnasts have had issues with him. Yes.
But she was the first to come out and name him, right?
I don't think she's one of the first, because he's already in jail facing other charges.
I'm going to get one part of this right. Watch. And there were Martians involved, right? Didn't
absolutely,
people from outer space come down? And,
yes.
Kim, you're a good sport.
So the reason I bring this up and continue to be inaccurate.
Well, see, this is, listeners, why Bill is sometimes inaccurate. And I'll throw myself in the grouping with you, because sometimes we see a story and we read bits and pieces of it because we want to bring it and talk about it on the air, and we like it to be fresh to us, too.
Well, we have so many different news stories buzzing around in our head all the time.
Still,
and
I should have got
actually
this right.
With the sexual harassment charges, there are so many people now that it's just hard. You almost need a scorecard.
I know, you do. How many
people and who did what to who. And
so what did you say incorrectly?
I said it was Simone Biles.
What'd you get right?
I don't think I could get any of this right. I had said that Simone Biles called her out and said that maybe if you didn't dress inappropriately, things like this wouldn't happen to you. It turns out it was not Simone Biles.
Gabby Douglas. And two people have left messages on our Facebook page. Deborah says it was Gabby Douglas, not Simone Biles. Please check your story and correct. And then Vicky said, I listened to the show on the podcast, just heard Bill say that Simone Biles tweeted something about women deserving to be harassed because of the way they dressed. It was actually Gabby Douglas. A serious mistake. You really made Simone Biles look bad and confused. Two different women. You really need to get your facts straight before putting something like that out.
Correct.
The air.
That all counts. So it's Gabby Douglas. It's not Simone Biles. I retract my statement.
And for your birthday present, we have Simone Biles on the line right now. If you'd like to apologize to her.
Tell her I'm not in.
All right.
Please tell her I'm not in. All right.
At least you're dressed appropriately.
Thank you.
For the spanking machine.
Oh, come on.
See, now is that?
Yeah,
do you have to call HR?
Yeah. Jasmine, have HR stop by the studio before the show is over, please.
But see, Kim, and honest to God, like
there
in a weird...
There was a time on a birthday somebody would mention the spanking machine. Try it today and see what happens.
That's what I mean. I mentioned it and I almost feel guilty saying that.
Well, when
everybody's going to think twice about everything. It's hardly a joke.
But I don't really kind of want that to happen.
No.
I mean, it's fun to goof around.
Well, the spanking machine has now been replaced. I have a spanking app that I will now...
You can spank yourself then.
Hey, that's Louis C.K.'s problem, not mine. All right.
Oh, goodness.
All right.
Bill left unleashed on his birthday.
Are you having guests stay at your house? I know you're having people over for Thanksgiving, but are any of them physically staying overnight at your house?
Not at Thanksgiving, but there are Star Wars guests that will be staying at our house the following week.
Are you excited to find that out?
No, because I will have just had a knee replacement.
Does family qualify as guests?
Yes.
Because I have all my kids back and my parents at my house.
Okay, so the kids, that's a special thing because they lived with you in the house,
right.
And everybody kind of knows the ins and outs when you live together. But your parents, that could be awkward. Have they stayed with you in the past?
Oh, yeah.
They have?
Yeah.
Is everybody okay with it?
Yeah, it's
It
fine.
Works?
Yeah.
Family members, I think they get the gist of things and the layout and the law of the land. It's friends that are probably going to have a different type of experience.
One of Reese's friends from college is staying with us for a few days at the beginning of December, and I'm already dreading it. And she's a nice girl. She has stayed with us in the past. But you know how when all of a sudden there's a new cast member in the play everybody's kind of like, I don't know what to do now.
And you feel like you have to entertain and serve, and can I get you this? And you just can't go plop on your couch.
Right.
You know,
right.
And there has to be conversation.
Bill likes to take a shower and walk out naked. He's a big fan of Charlie Rose.
I can't stop that, but I will curtail it. I can't completely stop that, but I will definitely hold back a little bit.
Maybe you should get a robe for your birthday.
Yes.
Harvey.
Fingers are crossed. When my wife's mother was still alive, we lost her a couple of years ago. When she was still alive, every day for 2 days before Christmas, she would come and stay with us, you know, the day before Christmas Eve, sometimes Christmas Eve,
and
then stay
for
Christmas Day. And she was, without a doubt, the kindest woman you'd ever meet. But again, just the fact that there was somebody foreign to the soil, everybody was off their game.
It's different.
And she had, I'm not saying this in a mean way. I'm just saying this because it was impossible to not notice it. She had a lot of lotions. I don't know.
I mean, was it just you didn't like the smell?
No, it was just the volume.
Oh,
like,
in the bathroom.
I can't imagine.
Or something?
Yeah, like she would bring like a Samsonite a bag. I can't even say an overnight bag. It was like an overweek bag. It was a huge bag. And then our bathroom, because normally, and you know how in your bathroom you go, well, that's where that goes, so it's over there, and that's where that goes, so it's over there. There was just lotion everywhere. It was like walking into like a Bed Bath & Beyond store.
I bet there wasn't that much. It's just all of a sudden he noticed there were things where there shouldn't have been. Lotions, notions, and potions.
There was a lot of lotionry.
You can talk on the...
We've been joined by mysterious guests, Wendy.
Bearing gifts.
Yes, they brought gifts. Thank you, Todd.
I wanted to wish you
Thank
a happy Steph. National Red Mitten Day.
Oh, it is National Red Mitten Day.
Todd Manley.
And
Stephanie Menendez.
Tarts.
God. Well, thank you, guys. That's so special, nice of you. Thank you.
See, they feel bad because I forgot his birthday.
Holidays, you wouldn't want to miss National Red Mitten
Day. No, today is also, it is my birthday. That's nothing, but it is Red Mitten Day. So they recognize that. Well, thank you, guys.
Is that Red Nose Day?
Yes. It's very, very
for non-alcoholics.
That's how your birthday goes.
Well, thank you, guys. That's very, very nice of you. Thank you both so much.
I have shingles. Don't touch me.
What? Yeah, she does. Wendy has shingles.
For Bill's birthday, I got it. And that's why I forgot his birthday, because I've had a lot of things on my mind, planning a knee replacement. And
they brought me key lime pie, and they brought you salve. It's so nice. Did you go to that new key lime pie /salve store that opened on Michigan Avenue? Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you both so much. It's so nice of you.
The show is interesting until we got here.
No, it's fine. It's fine. All right, so when Terry...
She has a lot of lotions.
Yeah, and that would throw me to some extent because I'm so used to everything kind of being where it is that when you'd walk into the bathroom...
Foreign lotion.
There was, well...
And shampoo and probably other things that she had brought with her.
And that's certainly no reason to feel uncomfortable, but it was just...
Hey, counter space is valuable, and if she's using up your counter space, because I think sometimes I bring more hair products and makeup than I do clothes when I travel. So when I get to someone's house, I lay out my, you know, my hairspray and my gel and my dusting powder and all this stuff.
You can't keep it in your, you know, cosmetic bag, because you never can find
right.
So it's all got to come out.
And she would apologize. She'd go, I know that I bring a lot of things, and I go, well, you know, whatever you bring is a gift to us. It's all love as far as we're concerned. Whatever.
Good answer.
Yeah. But it was just like it was very unusual. You know what I mean?
She's the lotion woman.
Yeah,
she's the lotion lady.
Yes.
That's how it would be.
Yes.
Poor thing.
Yes.
It wasn't that many.
No,
I bet.
It wasn't bad. Dozens. Like it was like I would say to Terry, I go, I wouldn't even know what to do with all those lotions, but evidently...
Each day she maybe wanted a different scent.
Right. Kettle corn was my favorite.
I figured you were going to say rose.
Grandma smells like kettle corn. That's exciting.
All right, so if people are staying at your house after the holiday or during the holidays...
Some things, this is according to Huffington Post, these are things that good house guests... never do. So this will help two different branches of people. Maybe you're going to stay with somebody. Don't do these things. Maybe you're going to have people stay with you. Get ready for these things because they're coming. Number one is expect their host's undivided attention 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's not going to happen. Just because you're staying in somebody's house, you're not going to be the center of the universe. You're just going to be there with your lotions.
And, you know, if I'm staying at someone's house and I have in L.A., I don't want people to be doting on me. I
right.
want to go about my business. Like,
right. And then sometimes you just like to, you know, at night, you could tell when it's everything's winding down. Just
yes.
go to your room, watch TV.
Right. Yes.
Get on your iPad, read a book.
Right.
That's solid advice.
You don't have to hang with the whole family.
No. No.
Because we don't like it either.
Do not expect your host to be your daily tour guide. Now, that's a mixed one because Terry and I, we like to stay in hotels. But every once in a while, we will stay with somebody. And like one time we stayed with her brother in California, her brother and his wife, and they wanted to plan stuff for us every day. And Terry even said, she goes, you guys, you don't have to do that. We'll find stuff. And we did. And it was fine.
And there's something to be said. I appreciate that they took the effort. Like, yeah. you know, you're here. We want to show you some of the sites. But again, if you stayed in a hotel, you'd be doing it on your own.
Right.
You're big girls and boys now. You can plan your own thing.
That's true.
I know they're trying to be nice, but sometimes you just, let's be honest, sometimes you don't want to fork out a ton of money for a hotel.
Yeah.
You want to see your family, but then you kind of want to do what you want to do.
Do you think that when people make that decision of whether or not to stay with a family member or not, is it almost always based on the money end of it? Because wouldn't you rather stay in a hotel?
Yes.
A hotel's better.
I'd personally rather stay in a hotel.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I go to Louisville, I'd stay with my parents
yeah.
just because.
It's your old house, right?
No, it's not my old
oh, it's
house.
Not?
But
it's your parents and you catch up.
And I like hanging out with them.
Family's different than friends, I think.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. But if your husband is also involved, does that change the dynamic a little bit?
Sometimes.
Yeah. He'd prefer to stay in a hotel.
He'd prefer
or the
to
house?
Be at a hotel and yeah. sometimes we'll do both.
Yeah.
We've done both. But if it's just me, I always stay with
stay
them.
At home.
We
yeah.
go to my brother's in Peoria like the 26th or 7th every year for Christmas. That's our third Christmas.
Yeah.
And we always get a hotel if we spend the night. And I know in a weird way it's mm-hmm. kind of fun to have this big slumber party because my niece is there with her two kids and nephew and everybody else. But it's like, I don't want to stay there. I want to just go, okay, thanks, guys.
Right.
And then, you know, you get a hotel that's close by so you can stay pretty late. But
yeah.
I like a hotel.
Yeah. yeah
me too.
Yeah. When I was a kid, my great-grandparents were still alive, and they lived in Detroit. And we'd see them a couple times a year. We'd drive to Detroit. And they were always so hurt. Like, my mom and dad didn't want to stay with them. Their house wasn't that big. And even if it was big, again, it's a hotel. So every time there was a battle, oh, no, we're staying with us this time. No, we don't want to stay with you. We want to stay in a hotel. It's better for everybody. But it was always like an ongoing battle.
Yeah, we used to have that with my mother-in-law when she lived in Florida. You know, we'd all stay with her. And then she lived in this beautiful condo high-rise. But
yeah.
there were all these horrible rules for little kids.
Like what?
If you had kids in a stroller, you couldn't go in the regular elevator. You had to go in the service elevator.
Oh.
And, you know, it was fine if
why,
somebody
by the way?
Else
old people lived
there
and didn't want to deal with strollers.
Well,
is that what
and,
it was?
You know, everybody was happy to break the rules when it was their own grandchildren,
yep.
but when it was somebody else's, then
yeah.
they're happy to report you.
Oh.
You know, you can't throw a ball in the pool at this time and that time. You might get somebody's hair wet. You know, it's like, it was just
really?
Horrible. And we're like, we want to stay in a hotel, but then you would never let us stay in the hotel, you know.
Oh, that's not fair. Do not forget to show up with a gift. If you're staying with somebody, you owe them at least that. Get them a gift of some kind.
Or I just never know what to do, so I offer to buy dinner one night
yeah,
for that person.
That's
either way, but
even
that's
better.
Still a gift.
I kind of
yeah.
like that better.
Yeah.
They suggest a bottle of wine, possibly some flowers, but Wendy, I'm going with you. I think a night out, a dinner out is the way to go. Assume that room comes with board. What does that mean? Being able to save money on a hotel is a fabulous way to travel on a budget, but don't arrive thinking that all your meals are included, too. Be grateful for the morning coffee. Don't let anything stop you from buying groceries or chipping in for your fair share. This according to Emily Post. Treating your host to a nice dinner is a lovely way to express thanks. You're like our generation's Emily Post.
I could do that.
Or Wilbur Post. Who was the one on Mr. Ed? I can't remember.
Wilbur
Pope. Don't expect your host to accommodate your picky eating. I'm going to cross this one out, Wendy. Hold on a second.
You are a picky eater, first and
crossing
foremost.
Crossing that one off the list.
So you shouldn't, no one should cook anything for you.
That's why restaurants are better.
Yep.
You know, because then you get your pick, whatever they make. Yeah, it's always easier. Don't assume that your host should clean up after you. Now, on the times where we have stayed with people, we have left it as spotless could be
as
on a daily
should.
Basis.
Right, you should.
Yeah.
And even help with the dishes or, you know, or just if you're eating, just say, where would you like me to put my dishes? Should I put them in the dishwasher, in the sink?
That's courtesy.
Right.
You know who stayed with us and was a slob? Simone Biles.
I'm not correcting what you say anymore.
What a mess.
You do what you want.
She opened all my my mother-in-law's lotions and just spilled them all over the place.
I thought you were going to say cabinets, and then she contorted herself to get inside there to scare you.
She surprised us. She was in the dryer. I don't know how she does it.
Limber.
So limber. Don't open drawers to find things or start helping yourself to food in the pantry without asking first. Would people do that? Would you look around in drawers and stuff?
If someone's staying at my house, I got to be honest with you, that wouldn't bother me.
Yeah, I don't care.
If they look in your drawers?
My drawers?
Yeah.
Well, no. But the kitchen ones, yes.
I just sounded like I was from the South.
You did.
I did that for
and
you, Karen.
And you're 90.
What's in your drawers? Don't borrow your host's car and then return it on empty. Now, I would have stopped it as don't borrow your host's car.
Yeah, I would never ask someone to borrow their car.
If they offer it,
I
you can
would
take
rent
them
a car.
Up. Yeah, that's better.
I would
it?
Never expect in a million years. And I got to tell you, I am the only person who does not expect someone to pick me up from the airport.
Right. You shouldn't.
My Jimmy Mack, his whole family, God love my mother-in-law, Annette. She has constantly picked up any one of the family members who traveled, she would always be there.
Right.
Like, even if it was 3 a.m.
See, but I think part of that is small town. Because, you know, when I lived in Louisville, you can get to the airport in 10, 15 minutes. I know she's from a small town in Louisiana, right? So it's like
Mississippi.
Mississippi. Everybody
but this
has
is, she lives in Northbrook. This isn't, you know, I guess they're not far from the airport. But you mean that this
That's
isn't her
how
roots?
It works, yeah.
It's just expected? That's
yeah,
just the
we
norm.
Always pick up everybody from
really?
The airport. Yeah,
I don't like people to give me a ride. Even when Jim is traveling, he's like, are you going to pick me up? I'm like, can you just take a cab?
See, but I think that's the difference of being raised in the big city and knowing what a pain it is to get in and out of the airport.
Right.
And coming from a small town where everybody picks everybody up at the airport.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, I mean, I'll pick him up if he's a baby about it, but there are times where...
Midway and O'Hare or just Midway? Because that one's close.
Midway,
to
no, we even draw the line at Midway.
Yeah.
That's from our house.
Midway, we're close to it.
Right.
But even sometimes it just depends when he's coming home. If it's a time where, you know, I'm just picking up the boys from school, then it's like, you know what? Can you just take a cab?
Right.
And I got to be honest with you, sometimes in rush hour, it's easier for him to just hop in a cab than it is for me to get there and then get back in rush hour.
Yeah.
So it totally depends. If it's an off time, I'll get him.
Yeah, but busy hours, you're on your own. Cab it.
Yeah, but I don't ever ask anyone to pick me up.
Yeah.
I'm going to Uber it to get my knee surgery.
Sometimes, Kim, Wendy will take an Uber downstairs to our office when the show is over. It's 7 flights down.
Is
I get it.
Is there surge pricing there?
Yes, there is. do not hog the shower when your hosts need to leave for work.
Yeah, yeah.
So you do have to figure out some sort of a schedule.
Or
that
use all the hot water.
Right. That's terrible. That would be awful. And one final, this is from Good Housekeeping. These are the things, I'm sorry, these are the things that Good House guests. This has nothing to do with Good Housekeeping. Simone Biles just told me that.
It has a Good Housekeeping seal of approval.
Yes, it does. I missed that. There was a time where that meant something,
that
Kim.
It did.
Do not ignore basic common sense. What does that mean? Here's what it says. We all do things differently. That's true. And as a guest, the rules you should be following are those of your hosts, not your own. If you're given a key, don't forget to use it. Then, well, obviously, that's what a key is for. Lock the door when you leave. Do not make a lot of noise when you get home. And if your host is asleep, maybe heating up leftovers at 2 a.m. isn't such a great idea.
Yeah.
One time we stayed, many times when we stayed in Maine, we stayed at various bed and breakfasts, and they're all configured differently. Well, one of the times we stayed in Maine, when you first walked through the door, that's where the owner's bedroom was right there. It was just to the right. It was just a yard away from the front door. And if we came in after 8 o'clock, it woke them up. They went to bed at 8 o'clock. So we'd come in at 10 or 10:30.
Ready, right? At 3,
yeah,
probably.
I guess so.
3, 4.
But you could hear the groaning.
Oh, that's not nice. I wouldn't stay
at
bed and breakfast
10:30.
Anymore.
We didn't stay at that one ever again.
Yeah, I would.
That was the last call for that one. But that's one of the reasons. Like, a bed and breakfast is such a weird hybrid. It has the good things of hotels, but it has the bad things of staying with people that are kind of family but aren't really family. You feel like you are, but, you know, obviously you're not. So that's it. I hope I made your holidays brighter, those of you with and without shingles.
I hope you have a lovely birthday.
I'm not going to, just to spite you. I'm gonna prove you
I
wrong.
I forgot it was his birthday, Kim. I've got a lot of surgeries and medical issues that I've been planning, and we came in today, and Dave Plyer is the birthday boy, and he's like, oh, are you wishing Bill a happy birthday? And
Dave Plyer dressed like a cake. Wendy, nothing. I get nothing from Wendy. Dressed like a birthday cake.
He always
so
does.
So you know what? You'll surprise him on his half birthday.
No, I'll just get him Tuesday when he returns That's from his right. little
nah,
vacation.
It'll be over by then. The magic will be over by then. It's not the same.
I think you were late with a birthday present for me, too.
I don't think I've given it to
you. All right, then. So we're even.
You're even.
I'm still looking.
Christmas, I usually remember more than birthdays. I don't know why it is.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, happy birthday.
So I'm a little hurt, but, you know, you get through it. So, all right, that's it. We want to thank you, Kim, for being here. Simone Biles was great.
She
was
fun. Stop it.
All right.
She's hanging from the rings over
there. What, Simone, come down off of there. That's not safe. We'll say goodbye next. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Oh, on this day, how many years ago, Bill? 21?
Yeah.
You were born.
I was born 21 years ago today.
You look old.
I am old. Todd, the program director here at WGN, and Stephanie, the assistant program director here at WGN, brought me a key lime tart, which I've been called here in the halls of WGN. This will be the first sugar that I've eaten in 51 days.
That's right. Today's the day.
Today, yeah, the sugar break ends today.
I am so sad I'm not working with you the rest of the week because this is the time of year I love when you get back on sugar. You're crazy.
Yeah, sugar makes you crazy. I shouldn't say you. Sugar makes me crazy.
Everyone.
But it's been, you know, 7 weeks without, and now all of a sudden there it is right there waiting for me.
Well, have fun with your sugar.
It's going to be crazy. Thanks. Good luck with your shingles, Wendy.
Thank you.
That's a strange compliment.
I know it is.
I don't know, a strange wish for somebody. You'll get through this?
Yes, I will.
Everything will be okay. Thanks again to Simone Biles.
Hope she has a lovely Thanksgiving.
She will.
She's so limber she could get herself inside of a turkey instead of the stuffing. You go to cut it and she's like, ta-da!
Hello. Simone Biles, what are you doing in our turkey?
Wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.
This is outrageous. All right, everybody, have a great holiday. Wendy and I will be back next week with more hijinks. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill. Happy birthday!